We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Lesik. It's Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. Starting off with some national news, new requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, have been implemented. With these new requirements, everyone from age of 18 to 64 must work or volunteer a minimum of 80 hours per month to qualify for SNAP benefits. There are some exceptions to this new guideline, giving leeway to those that are pregnant, parent, or other member of a household that includes a child under the age of 14, people with chronic illness, and individuals with physical or mental disabilities. This requirement leaves veterans from the ages of 55 to 64, homeless individuals, and able-bodied adults with dependents whose children are 14 years or older with no choice but to comply and work longer hours. If one does not comply with the new work requirements for more than 3 months, they may be blocked from receiving SNAP benefits for up to 3 years. These new guidelines also directly affect our immigrant communities. With the new requirements, only green card holders who have lived in the United States for at least 5 years will remain eligible to receive SNAP benefits, excluding a massive portion of immigrants. More than 31,000 people rely on SNAP within Champaign County, and more than half of those individuals will no longer be able to. Now for a local warning. As the holiday season kicks off, Ameren, Illinois is reminding customers to remain vigilant of utility scammers. Scams may come in a variety of ways, ranging from calls and emails to someone knocking on your door. The easiest way to identify a scam is by the sense of urgency they carry, along with threats to shut your power off if you do not comply. Scams will most commonly also ask directly for money or sensitive information that Ameren would not ask for. In case you receive a call or knock on your door and are unsure whether it is real or not, you can always make a call to Ameren at 1-800-755-5000. Moving on to some local events, Derailed Fest, presented by Pretzel Records, will start tomorrow and go through Sunday, with each night at a different location. Performances will occur at Fire Doll, Rose Bowl Tavern, The Space, Loose Cobra, and Exile on Main Street. Tickets are $15 for the first night of performances held at Fire Doll. All following tickets are $10 per night. After the final festival date, an after-party will be held at Bentley's Pub. For more information, please visit pretzelrecords.com/events. That's pretzel, spelled P-R-E-T-Z-L-E, records.com/events. In case you're looking for some more music this week, with the holidays right around the corner, the Illinois Wind Symphony hopes you will join them on Thursday for their last performance of the calendar year. Led by Kevin Giraldi, the band will perform 5 pieces including Morten Gold's Ballad, John Mackey's The Frozen Cathedral, and the consortium premiere of Jesse Montgomery's Coincident Dances. Featured guests include guest conductor Kimberly Fleming, graduate conductor Jaquan Wiley, and baritone soloist Scott MacLeod. Regular tickets cost $10, but university students can get a discounted ticket for $4. For more ticket information, please visit krannertcenter.com. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing and reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Gavin Westlake, Grace Avila, and Vinny Maximbal. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.